Getting Back Out There, part funded by the National Lottery Community Fund, looking at the challenges and experiences of blind and partially sighted people in rural and isolated communities in Scotland. RNIB Scotland is running a project called Getting Back Out There. Its aim is to provide more advice and support networks for blind and partially sighted people living in more rural or isolated areas in Scotland. Now, joining me today, we have Jenny Bowles, who is from the Isle of Arran. Jenny, thank you very much for joining us.
Very pleased to be here.
Jenny, tell us a little bit about what it's like living on the island of Arran, which is just off the west coast of Scotland.
It's one of the most beautiful places in the world. The population is quite small, 4,600, a little more than that, I think, in the last census. However, for somebody with disabilities, the amenities are few and far between. I have macular degeneration rather badly, and my eyesight is very limited.
How does that affect you on a day-to-day basis then?
When I'm at home and in my comfort zone, it doesn't affect me too badly. But for example, when somebody else moves something out of place in the kitchen cupboard, I can't find it and I have to take all the jars out and try and read what they've got in them. Or if I'm outside and there's a dog walker and the dog is left roaming, I can fall over the dog because I can't see it's there.
For many people who are blind or partially sighted, you know, they live in the mainland in a big town or a big city. There's lots of help and support out there. There's lots of access to public transport and shops and so on. Is that quite different then for you being on the island of Arran?
Indeed it is. One of the worst things, as far as I'm concerned, there are no crossings on the main roads on Arran. I know of two crossings, and they're only in private locations. One, Ochranny Hotel, has one going from the hotel to the car park, and the ferry terminal has one. So I stand beside a road for ages trying to make myself brave enough to run across the road because I can't see if there's traffic coming and going. I do find having my white stick helpful because people will come and help me. I can't drive anymore. And on a small island, when you're quite remote from everything else, you need to be able to get about. And for me to get about, I have to go on a road which is very twisty-turny. Vehicles use the road and they can't see round the corners. On one side of the road, there is greenery. But the greenery is not a path, which a lot of people driving seem to think it is. Why is she not walking on the path? It's just on the edge of a burn, and the green is hanging over the burn. If I stand on it, I'll fall in the water. I had a fall quite recently. Something on the road, I fell over it. I hurt myself, not too badly, but I was lying on the ground, and I remember thinking, I've got to get up. If a car comes around that corner, which was just in front of me, it'll hit me. So I dragged myself to the side of the road. I stood up on the grass and I nearly fell in the water. We have the main road going round the island. We have the two main roads going across the island, and you have to walk on the road. And the people who use the road, a lot of the time, and this is a problem for Arran, we have tourists, lots of tourists, and they behave as if they're on a motorway in Britain.
So getting out and about for you is quite dangerous. Public transport's probably non-existent.
Well, there's not a bus that goes past my house at all. The bus goes on the main road around the island, and I have to get there to the main road, which I've explained is already quite dangerous for somebody in my position. We belong to Ayrshire Council, North Ayrshire Council. Their main priorities are the thousands of people who live on the mainland. And we don't get the facilities that they have. We do have a little hospital on the island. We do have facilities for airlifting people who are very dangerously ill off the island. We do have coast guards. We do have a fire brigade. We do have our doctors who work very well for us.
So for someone who's blind or partially sighted, there isn't much opportunity to get gatherings or help or advice really on the island. You'd have to kind of look beyond that for any support.
Yes, if you know who to ask and if you know the right questions to ask. But I just recently found out that I could get help from the council. And I have somebody who comes over and brought me my white stick, incidentally, for which I am very, very grateful. But I didn't know about them until somebody pointed it out.
It must be very frustrating for you on the island then. Presumably you're not the only person there. And RNIB Scotland did have an event there where they kind of brought people together and services together to provide more advice.
Recently, yes.
Yeah. Have you taken advantage of that?
I was not able to go, but my husband went for me to a meeting they had very recently. And I found out all sorts of things. I bought a new iPhone. I've managed to contact Triple Tap Technology people who are lovely, and they're showing me how to use it. It's like learning a new language, incidentally. I have needed this help for some time. I didn't even know I had macular degeneration for a long time. One of the opticians came over to the island and he said, incidentally, you have macular degeneration. Oh, said I, well, thank you for telling me. And I went to my husband. I said, I've got macular degeneration. And he said, what's that? I said, I don't know. I just thought, well, you go blind and I've got something that I knew nothing about. But eventually somebody referred me to Crosshouse Hospital and I've been looked after there. I've had injections and I've had help and people are marvellous.
RNIB Scotland held this event. It's obviously been a great help to yourself and others on the island,
yes.
Giving advice, giving
yes.
support, and perhaps telling you about other groups
yes.
and so on. That sounds as it should be something really that people should have in all these isolated and rural areas as well. It sounds as if it's been invaluable
yes.
for you.
I wish I'd known before. And there are some people who always seem to know how to get these benefits, whatever they are, either financial or otherwise. But most of us just don't know. We just live our lives. You just get on with life. And then suddenly you hear about something and you think, gosh, that's just what I need.
It sounds like almost every day is a school day. You're learning all this new stuff.
It's quite exciting. I've been a teacher most of my life. Here I am learning lots and lots of things.
There are many people out there listening to this who are in your situation. And indeed, there'll be people out there as well living in the cities and the towns who, you know, take everything for granted that you struggled with.
Yes.
Until RNIB Scotland came out and had this event and put you in touch with all these people.
Yes.
Some people would be quite surprised
yes.
at that.
The gadgets that there are that can help me. It's wonderful.
You're never too old to learn, Jenny.
Oh, no. We should learn something new every day.
Well, Jenny, it sounds as if it's made a huge difference to you. No doubt will continue to do so as well. But again, there'll be people in more isolated and rural areas listening to this. What would you say to them?
Ask questions. Don't be ashamed or worried about asking for help. I've been amazed how kind people have been. I went to Glasgow recently, so noisy, so busy, and yet there were so many people who came forward to help me. Don't be frightened to ask. The help was there. I can travel by rail in Scotland with my pass that I've got. I didn't have a pass, but on my One Scotland card, I now have a little eye that tells people that I have a problem. And, you know, once you know about these things, you can get a lot of help.
If you would like more information or advice and support from RNIB, do contact the helpline on 0303 123 9999. You can go to the website, which is rnib.org.uk. Or if you have an Amazon Echo device, just ask Lady A to call RNIB's helpline. Jenny, the RNIB Scotland Getting Back Out There project seems to have been a great help to you. And thank you for telling us your story on RNIB Connect Radio.
Okay, I hope I've been some help, and I hope it'll give other people the chance to realise they're not alone in this.
Getting Back Out There, part funded by the National Lottery Community Fund, looking at the challenges and experiences of blind and partially sighted people in rural and isolated communities in Scotland. Find us on social media at RNIB Scotland.